Good evening. Welcome to this week's episode of Financial Fitness. We are coming back from Cabo this week.
Yes.
We missed you guys last week. We didn't miss you a whole lot because we were in Cabo, actually at the big EXP conference down in Cabo. Amazing event. A lot of aha, kind of like the mind blown moments, and a few big moments that we look back, and Jennifer and I kind of look back with huge regret. In we had joined EXP many years ago, and then made the mistake that probably 80 to 90% of the real estate agents out there have made, where we were looking at commission splits. And so in the past, before EXP really blew up, you know, it was like, oh, you're giving up 20%, you've got a cap. And so going for a higher percentage, but then with a small boutique firm, I know there's millions of agents that fit that mold out there, that we did it. Jennifer, I think you went to EXP in 14, 15, when was that?
Yeah, I believe it was probably in 2016. I joined a team, promised a lot. It just didn't work out, so I decided to leave to go work for
a
really independent, they were a family-owned company that was probably number two in commercial real estate. They brought me on to start their residential side of real estate, so I did. Grew it for about 2 years, as much as I could without more technology and a little bit more capital to back me. So that's when I decided to go ahead and make the change.
Yeah, so you've gone full circle, went to EXP from Keller Williams, went to an independent firm for a higher commission split, and looking back as a couple, how many millions of dollars did we lose in that 5 or 6 years of having a higher commission split?
Yeah, a lot.
That was the moment that kept me up at night. Jennifer and I have been talking about this a lot, and that was the big reason, you know, going to Cabo. Our coach, Brian Moses, told us, you guys got to come down here. It's going to be the who's who with EXP Realty. And getting around like-minded people, high-level thinkers, but the thing that was bigger than that was actually seeing on their phone, on their app, their revenue share, their income. I've seen Keller Williams' profit shares doesn't even come close. I've seen every other model, and there's nothing like it. And these were people that came on after we did.
Yeah.
which was the painful part.
Well, the painful part was that my real estate coach, Brian Moses, he was the number two realtor for RE/MAX in the entire world. I was saying number one, he was number two, but in the entire world. I wanted to recruit him, but decided to go to this independent broker, family-owned company. And what? Right after I went with them, I think Brian, my real estate coach, he ended up joining EXP a few months later.
Yeah. And so Brian, in the last couple of years, we've been doing the coaching calls, recruiting calls. And Brian really hit the nail on the head about a year ago when he said, this is my retirement plan. And I'm speaking to loan officers and real estate agents. You guys know we grind and we start at zero every single month.
And most agents still have zero. I don't know, how many agents do you know that actually put money aside in a retirement fund every month? Mm-hmm. I don't know very many.
Probably the top 1%.
Yeah.
Really and truly. I mean, the top 1 or 2% are probably the only ones, maybe a little more than that. But I would guess most, because even a high earning person in the $100,000, $200,000 income range, with today's cost of living, that doesn't leave a whole lot of money for retirement.
Exactly.
And if you want to sustain a really good quality of life in retirement, not just get by on $3,000 or $4,000 a month, that requires, like Brian showed, several million dollars. If you want to live at a $250,000 or $300,000 annual income, that's somewhere near $8 to $10 million liquid, invested well. And how many people are going to save $10 million in their career? That's a 0.001% of people will do that. And Brian, we've watched in 3 years off of a, you know, modest number of recruits, right? We've seen income from Brian and people in our group in the neighborhood of $25,000 to $30,000 per month. And that's earned income residual off of their downline.
Yeah. And one of the things that, you know, it's funny because there's been a few months recently where I was the top realtor in the area for EXP. And a few months ago, Payman number five was the top, I think it was
team.
Number,
yeah, top five team.
Yeah. But here I am so excited. I call Brian. I'm like, hey, did you see? I came in, I'm number one. He goes, I don't care. He said, I want you to stop producing. I want you to recruit. And the way he explained it, and a lot of the higher, the big dogs in the company, the one thing they told me is, we realize that you like selling real estate, and that's great. But when you sell a house, or you find someone a house, or you sell it, okay, you get paid once, possibly twice if they're selling and then purchasing. But whereas if you recruit agents on your downline, you get paid on them for a lifetime. And that really stuck. Where I want to try, well, the reason why I went to Cabo is because I want to change my mindset of, let's try to recruit people to come to EXP, show them what it's about. One of the biggest, one of my top recruits, and I'm not going to say it, but she probably knows it, is she's with Keller Williams, and I want her, and you know, a lot of the we had actually owners of Keller Williams that are now have sold their franchise.
Huge owners.
Yeah.
Seven franchises.
And they're with EXP. They said, I'll take a call. I'll call her, let her know. But what, I said, you know, what is it? There are several agents with Keller Williams, for instance, that they are, I feel like they're married to that company. I'm like, what is it? What's so great about them? And they say, you know, the difference between us and Keller Williams is their revenue share, it is based on the company making money.
There's so the profit share.
Yeah, the profit share. And if you recruit someone, unless they're on your team, which Keller Williams does have some big teams, you get a small percentage. But with EXP, you don't even need to recruit people to be on your team.
Right. They don't have, they can just be in your downline. But more than that, like, I looked at the lives that were changed. Some of the people on stage that have completely turned their life around, their income is exponentially better, their life is turned around, you know, kind of the rise of the Phoenix stories. You know, there were so many, it actually got redundant that everyone kind of followed the same scripting of, which is a great thing that people love to hear, the rise from the Phoenix, coming from the ashes, you know, adversity. But there was so many speakers that they really did. They had unbelievable comeback stories, and it was like, oh, another comeback story. Because
yeah,
there was so many, but now they're making, you know, hundreds of thousands, or even some in the millions of dollars, and truly changed their lives. Like I saw, like you said, a couple of these guys that were KW franchise owners that now live in Puerto Rico. They're living truly the dream life, where they're yachting,
yeah,
half the year, and then they're traveling and doing events the other half of the year. And they're not tied to a franchise. They're not tied to a brick and mortar. And
well, and that's another thing too, is a lot of people say, well, you know, you're cloud-based. What does that mean? Well, basically it means that you've gotten rid of hundreds of thousands of overhead.
Yeah.
That with Keller Williams, I was with Keller Williams. You're always paying desk fees. You're paying fees to use the office for meetings, for anything, any reason to come into the office, you're paying fees for it. So a lot of people say, well, how does that work? Well, that's what it is. We're trying to do more cloud-based. We don't have a brick and mortar, unless you independently want one, to cut down on those expenses. So you're using that money on recruiting and building your business.
Well, and again, COVID, one thing it did well from business perspective is it kind of fast-forwarded people's way of thinking and way of doing business to working remote, working online. Zoom meetings are now a norm. And all of a sudden, what eXp did 10 years ago is now a socially accepted norm. Back then, like you said, people didn't like the cloud, and it was weird. It was video game-ish. It was, what were some of the things?
The avatar. You had your own avatar. Now, and again, is it weird? It might be weird to some people, but...
If you're old school.
Exactly. Eventually, like they said, the brick and mortar, I can't remember how he said it, but the brick and mortar is going to be ancient. It's going to be of the past in 15, 20 years from now.
If you look at innovation right now, Uber, there's no Uber cab stations.
No.
There's no Uber taxi cabs. Uber got rid of maintenance. Uber got rid of cars. Uber got rid of having to house all those yellow cabs. Yet Uber's the largest taxi fleet in the world.
Absolutely. I mean, when we go out of town, we pick up the phone, we call Uber. We don't call a taxi.
So Uber has 70% of the taxi cab share. I think Lyft is 24%, and then old school taxi cabs is the other 5 or 6%. So over a matter of years, they revolutionized, and they have no brick and mortar. They're all cloud-based. Amazon did the same thing. Look at all the retail stores. You're wearing, is that one of your BB dresses?
Yeah.
So we love BB. It used to be my favorite place to go pick her up a dress on a Thursday or Friday night to go out. And now there's no BB stores in the town.
Everything's online.
There's no more, I mean, half, and I know a lot of ladies.
Amazon has put out most companies.
Yeah.
Because you can go on Amazon and choose whatever you want and have it delivered. So that's kind of what we are.
How many ladies are thinking right now, like, I buy my shirts, my dresses, my shoes online, you know, like, guys, I know it's becoming a little more prevalent too. I'm seeing a lot more men's fashion stores coming to online, and there's fewer stores.
But how many other real estate companies do you know that you actually can earn ownership? Every single month,
None. You
get more ownership in the company that you work with.
I didn't realize.
I mean, we have stock options, which what other companies give you that?
I didn't realize until this week when started really looking at, because a lot of people at the smaller boutique firms, it's the cap. It's the 80%. But if you're a producer, and that's the thing too, is like we want to bring real motivated people on our team and get them producing the 30, 40 transactions a year. Let us show you how to get to that next level, because if you're an icon agent, which is not a huge production number, you don't really pay anything. That's what kind of caught me off guard was, you know, the common objection I would hear amongst agents was the cap. But if they give you $16,000 in stock, that zeros out your cap.
Absolutely.
And then the stock gains value over time. So if you're a producing agent, like they said, I mean, they really do actually pay you to be there, because now you're getting stock options. You go to 100% commission once you get to your cap. And so now you've gotten your cap back in stock options. Mm-hmm. And you're earning your full commission.
And so, you're actually earning revenue share and stock based on who you bring in under you as well.
Yeah, when we sat with Super Dave, I love his name, by the way, Super Dave. When we sat with Dave for breakfast, Dave hands me his phone. Dave had recruited front line, meaning he recruited a little over 100 agents. Mm-hmm. Which, in a matter of a year, a couple of years, depending on how many people you bring on with you. But Dave's initial recruits, and then when I looked at his daily revenue share, I could see this month, next month, and the following month. When you looked at his phone, and I'm looking at $139,000, $159,000, and 3 months out, $109,000. So in the next 90 days, he's going to net well over $350,000 in revenue share. He and his wife are, like she said, they are living the good life now. You know, penthouse condo in Florida. I forget where else they had a place that they lived.
In New Hampshire.
New Hampshire, that's right, back up north. You gotta have a Florida place if you're from up north.
Yeah.
And so.
Well, what I love is that EXP, and I knew this, but going to Cabo and seeing everyone, it really is like a family. So if I pick up the phone and say, hey, listen, I have a top recruit that I need to come over, and if she comes, she's going to bring 20 agents with her. Who can I get on a three-way call to help me, like, convince her? We can get the perfect person.
Recruiting, any type of growth, growing your business, growing your organization. I mean, these are guys, not just recruiting, these are guys that built mega teams and mega offices with hundreds of agents, or they were just a mega producer. So, like you said, there's all the people, the who's who, and they're in our circle. They're in our, I mean, we literally, it was like we had the best, like, we are lifelong friends by the end of the trip, and all of these people are dying to help you succeed, but also they want to show you how to grow. And I think that's what hit me was, we were big fish in Baton Rouge. You know, doing $20 million a month, whatever I was doing at Intelligent, that's a big deal here in Baton Rouge. That's not a lot of transactions when you get out of Baton Rouge. And when you see what is out there, and you see, you know, they've gone to, what was it, 90,000 agents now?
Oh, yes, so within the last three years, we brought on close to 60,000 agents.
And the goal in the next 5 years
to we are the, and it's funny because I'll have a few people, it was actually a past client of yours, and she wants me to list her house, and she goes, I've never even heard of EXP Realty. I said, look us up. We are the fastest growing real estate company in the world right now. Now, there are some that are coming towards us. They're trying to use our model.
Yeah.
They're trying to do certain things that we're doing. But again, when you actually look at the model, they're bringing agents in and saying, listen, if you don't want a cap, no big deal. If you only do one or two transactions every 3 or 4 months, give us $500. But at the end of the day, when I brought this to our big managers in the company, they said, how do you profit? Like, how do you, if you do that, a company has to profit in order to give revenue share stocks. It's just a matter of time.
Beyond that, what was a really good point was, there's other Alibaba, and there's Lyft, and there's Rideshare, but the first to market wins.
Look at Uber and Lyft.
Yeah, Uber has 80% of the taxi market. Lyft does the exact same thing. Sometimes maybe even a little cheaper, but Lyft can't even break 25% of the market share.
Right.
Yeah, and so do you want to be on the number one team, or do you want to try to climb the difficult uphill slope? And that's what I realized. Amazon, the same thing. Like, they've already set the model. There's other online shopping apps, but they will never, ever dominate or take over, because Amazon did it first, they did it the best, and they've gotten too big and they're just too much to contend with. And I think that's what eXp did. All the other companies, you know, it's funny to me because I go to y'all's offices. I used to rent office space, and that was a kind of a waste of money. I rented office space in real estate offices because I thought I'd get a lot of business.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I did? I sat in an empty building by myself because realtors, even the brick and mortar real estate offices, they don't come in the office. I'd see the same three or four faces every couple of weeks, not even every day. And you could think of the biggest, I think of like the Denham Springs, Keller Williams office. They built that Mac Daddy building,
exactly.
What, about 10 years ago or so? 10,000 square feet, huge conference rooms, all these offices. You can rent space in there. You can walk in any of those Remax, Keller Williams, Latter & Blooms, Coldwell Bankers, and if you're lucky, there's a lady working the front desk, and there might be, on any given day, five people there.
And again, in your business, it's a little bit different. You'll have people come in your office here or there to drop off paperwork. With me, I can't tell you the last time I had a buyer or a seller meet me in my office to fill out paperwork. It's usually, let me come
look
at your house.
Yeah.
I meet at their house. I get the paperwork done or at the showing. I never, they've never come to my office. So again, that's just one of those reasons to have your to get rid of your brick and mortar.
You know what office I like a whole lot more? This one.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'd rather my client come here, we can pour a glass of wine, we can sit down, we can talk over everything, we can sit out here, light the fire pit, and just have the same meeting that we would have in
absolutely
a stuffy little office, and we could do it right here at the house.
Yeah.
And now, that's socially acceptable. In the past, you needed a fancy office for credibility. Now you don't. It's a waste of money. And believe me, from someone who's leased, I had the 4,000 building. You know, I had a half a floor in the 4,000 building. And that was
and even if your loan officers, half of them never even came
Now my loan officers don't come in. So that was my dream when I was younger, because the 4,000 building to me was the coolest building in Baton Rouge.
Yep.
And I wanted a high-rise office either downtown or in the 4,000 building. And I had that dream in 2014 till 2018 when the lease was up. And then I've leased nice office space on Highland Road, and then we in Perkins Row. But as soon as like this Perkins Row lease is up, I'm really at a point now where I want to get to where we're not leasing office space anymore, because my Oklahoma team, I don't have to go there for any. I have a branch manager. I have a great leader that runs that branch. Troy is amazing. They have a real estate team there. And our Palm Beach team, the same thing, have a phenomenal team with Milko and the guys there in Florida, Ira and that group. Like, those guys, we don't need to spend tens of thousands of dollars on the rent. We can give that to our loan officers. We can give that to our real estate agents for events, partnering with marketing, other things. And eXp really like was kind of like that eye-opening moment. And when Brian, like I keep going back to the retiring, I've been a top loan officer for years. And I will have to be a top loan officer at 50 and at 60 and at 70 years old if I want to maintain the level of lifestyle. And like when we sat with our financial advisor, to make the money in our retirement that we want to live on and sustain, was it 10 or 15 million that we have to set aside by our 50s and by the age of 60 potentially to earn roughly like 30, 40,000 a month in retirement.
Exactly.
And part of doing that, a big part of that is I got to sell my cars, and I got to cut my expenses.
Or we just recruit.
Because to do what I want to do in retirement, I've got to take $10,000 a month and reinvest that money. So that means I have to get rid of all the, not all, but two or three of the fancy cars and cut back on my, what I like to do, you know, racing and other things. And so, or like Brian did, Brian recruited for 3 years and nets himself an extra 25 grand a month or so. When I look at that, and that's without selling a house.
Oh, no.
Like,
well,
that's the thing, too. Like, you can still sell and make your big money. Because, again, the, you know, it's just like an insurance agent. You know, insurance agencies, it takes a long time to build up, but those residuals come in. Your dad retired from State Farm 40 years. You know, like, you make your money on your residuals, but then you also make your money on your sales. And so, like, you can still be a kick-ass listing and buyer's agent, make your sales, make your money.
We don't. One of the things that a lot of Keller Williams agents love, and I did too when I was with Keller Williams, is their training. And I asked one of the top guys at eXp, I said, so why is this an obstacle for us? He said, it's not. He said, we have as good, if not better, training, we just don't talk about it. And so yeah. one of the things with me,
you don't have to go in the office for it.
Well, no, but one of the great things with me is Brian Moses, which was number two in the world of realtors with RE/MAX, one of the largest companies. He came here and he started out as you and I's coach. He was my coach. We were spending $2,000 a month for him. And one of the things that we went to him and asked, listen, if I come join your team, anyone that I bring in, will you give them this coaching? He said, for absolute free. Yeah. You can't get better coaching than that.
Yeah.
For free.
And that's the thing too.
That's
like,
just the top, that's just a little bit of what he gives.
Yeah, like if you're with the right group, and that's why, I mean, we aligned ourselves. We did. I mean, we aligned ourselves with the who's who. You know, the Brent Groves and you know, Brian Moses and Dave Gagnon's. And, I mean, these guys, these are Mitch Rybeck. I mean, these guys are the kind of the juggernauts at eXp. These guys, I know Brian's coaching, personalized coaching is about $2,000 a month.
Yeah.
And you get weekly personal coaching on our team at no cost.
No cost. We have calls every week on agent attraction. How do you bring in those other agents?
Yeah.
And so, if you can't, then he will.
Yeah.
I mean, what better way than to have one of the top recruiters of eXp to get on a call with you to bring an agent over that you really want?
And then Brian, next layers up, or the guys that are even bigger than him within the company. And then he also does sales coaching. You've got the inner circle sales coaching. Yeah, so here you talk about the premium coaching, because I'm a, you know, I don't hold my tongue anymore. I've gotten to where I am as raw as it comes with the reality. The coaches at most of the local real estate offices are just above average to sometimes average realtors that just agreed to coach. A few of my friends were coaches at local, you know, Keller Williams and RE/MAX and some of the other firms, and they were average producers. By, you know, especially by a national level. I mean, these were guys that were doing a couple deals a month at best. And they're now your productivity coach. And essentially, they're just kind of an accountability part in there. But the other thing, too, was most of my friends that were actually decent producers that became productivity coaches, you know what they did?
What?
They quit.
Oh, yeah.
Because the productivity coaching took away from their sales. They weren't making any money off of, because they were coaching a bunch of average, like below average agents that aren't doing the activities, and it wound up that most of your good productivity coaches don't stick with it because it costs them too much money. They're sacrificing too much of their own income, and they go back to production full-time. That's what I saw from a number of my personal friends that were productivity coaches. They got back into production full-time because teaching a bunch of agents that work part-time and aren't going to work the program and aren't going to do the things and do the daily activities took away from what really puts food on their table, which was selling houses. Meanwhile, the EXP coaches, they do it virtually. They do a once-a-week Zoom call. It doesn't take away, and most of those guys now aren't still trying to sell. You know, they made their millions. These were guys that were producing hundreds of transactions a month. You know, one of the guys was telling me the story how he lost $80 million when the stock market crashed and had to start his company over. He was built before he got into real estate. You know, these were people that built empires and built businesses. You know, some of the franchise owners, multiple franchises, and now they have a quality of life. And from someone who, and we've lived it for 15 years together, the constant 70 hours a week, the Saturday, Sunday, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock at night, 7 a.m., the phone doesn't stop, to sit with someone who's making 5-10 times what I've made on my best year, and they're really living a good quality of life. Like she said, we travel, we're not stressed, we get to live our dream life, we get to spend time with our kids, our grandkids. That's where I want to be in 10 years.
Absolutely.
And I can be the top loan officer in Louisiana, Florida, Texas, but I will never have that quality of life being the top loan officer. I will always be glued to my phone, stressed the way I am 24/7, and having to make sure every transaction goes through. And after the age of 40, I'm in my mid-40s now. At 50, I don't want to be a loan officer anymore. You know, I'm good for another 5-6 years, but by 50, I want to build Intelligent Mortgage.
And we have great things coming, which
you're
not going to talk about. We have some really great, great things coming. I'm super excited about. So, I mean,
we've got tools that we're going to make our loan officers and our realtors on our teams completely automated. Like, it's going to be phenomenal to where you're not going to have make 100 calls a week. You're not going to have that shit anymore. No, how many people have had that coaching call?
Two cold calls. No,
make 50
no
cold calls a day. Who wants to do that anymore?
Like, if you're a realtor that is ready for change, just please call me. Let me. I have one video that will change your life. All I want you to do is it's a 5-minute video. That's it. Even if you're somewhat interested, call me, DM me.
Put in the comments or DM us.
Absolutely.
You
watch this one video and it will change your life. If you're not interested, that's fine. If you are, let's set up a call with my real estate coach and myself, and let's see what we can do to better you.
I like it. Change. Drop it in the comments or DM one of us, change or retire. Let us show you how to change what you're doing, how you could actually retire from this business, because that is something that doesn't exist. How many agents do you know that actually retire comfortably?
Well, I mean, or how many agents did we see and owners of large Keller Williams brokerage firms that went to their wives? I remember he was on stage. He went to his wife and said, "I'm selling everything."
Jean.
She said, "Are you crazy?"
Jean Frederick.
The wife said, "Are you crazy?" And he said, "I think I might." all he said is, please just tell me you're okay. And she said, I will be there with you no matter what. And he is now the number one. Number two in EXP.
He's up at the top.
And
he stopped showing his monthly recurring, 4 or 5 years ago?
Yeah.
I know it's in the millions. I don't know if it's 1 or 2 million a month. I've heard 2 million a month speculated. But in 2017, 2018, it had exceeded $250,000 a month. And
this is something you can't do at any other real estate company in the world.
No, it like I said, it really just blew my mind to think what's possible there. And then, of course, it's ironic that's exactly what we put in place. And I started the same for loan officers at Intelligent Mortgage. Is now every one of my LOs gets recruiting, and they get recruiting on anyone that's brought in, the same type of thing, because at the end of the day, I want my loan officers to have that same opportunity. If they recruit and they grow the company, everyone should be an owner, everyone should profit in that and share in the revenue of the company. I want my loan officers to wake up to royalty checks every month.
Absolutely.
Just the way that I saw the EXP agents doing. And so we've done that at Intelligent Mortgage. So again, just DM, change, or retire. Put either of that in the comments. If you know someone that's looking to make a change, they're not getting the support they need, they're not getting leads, they're not getting training, they're not getting coaching. If you are lacking in any of those areas and you feel that you could get more support, or let's say you're happy where you're at, and worst case scenario, it never hurts to keep your options open.
Absolutely.
Have a conversation. Worst case scenario, your conversation with us might help you leverage your current broker for a higher commission split. You could use that just as a negotiating piece, if nothing else. So. Well, anything you want to add?
No, I think that's it. I appreciate everyone's time. I know that there's probably a few of the realtors that I've got my eye on that might be watching right now. So just hey, I'm coming for you.
Again, I would love next year for us to have about 10 rooms and 20 or 30 of our friends and agents go into that Cabo trip.
Absolutely.
Next year. It was the best time we've had since our honeymoon. And this was a work conference. 9 till 12, you were in the conference, and then the rest of the day you had to go do whatever you wanted. And it was phenomenal. And the people we met, truthfully, made some lifetime business, but more so friendships. A couple people coming to New Orleans in a couple of months. We've made some really great friends at this. And again, it's because you're around the right kind of people with the right kind of energy who want to see you actually take your career to that next level. So thank you guys for tuning in. Hope to see you guys next week. And we hope that several of you guys come with us to Cabo next year.